Okay, let's go ahead and get started. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I'm convening this hearing in accordance with the notice of hearing issued to Brian Carter, a notary. The purpose of the hearing is to consider the complaint against the notary. For the record, the date is March 11th, 2008. The time is 2:05 p.m. We are meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado, 80290. Before going further, let me ask the other people in the room to identify themselves for the record, please.
My name is Andrew Whitfield, representing the state of Colorado.
Ann Nord, administrative assistant for Mr. Whitfield.
Patty Benger, formerly Patty Starling, complainant.
Arlene Chacon, licensing division.
And do we have anyone on the phone?
Nancy Collins, district attorney's office, El Paso County, 4th Judicial District.
And what was the name again? I'm sorry.
Nancy Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S.
Thank you. Again, the purpose of the hearing is to consider the complaint against the notary, Brian Carter. I would like to give just a little bit of background about the procedure that will follow. A complaint notice of hearing was issued on January 17, 2008, under my signature, noticing that the hearing would be conducted at this location at this time. The procedure is somewhat informal. I will provide an opportunity for the state to provide its evidence against the notary, and after that time, and also provide a recommendation for action against the notary, such as revocation. When the state has presented all of its testimony, I'll provide an opportunity for the notary to respond and provide evidence as well. Witnesses will be sworn in and will testify under oath. And at the conclusion of evidence, I'll provide each side an opportunity to provide a summary of their positions. I'll first note that the notary is not present. Mr. Whitfield, would you like to explain the situation with the notary?
Yes, sir. Mr. Carter is the name of the notary. Mr. Carter's phone number of record on his application is 719-201-7563. On February 22, 2008, I talked to Mr. Carter regarding this proceeding. He said that he wanted to conduct the hearing over the phone. He said that he could be reached at the telephone number at his telephone number of record. On March 10, 2008, I tried calling Mr. Carter at his number of record. I received an automated response that the phone number was not in service. On March 10, 2008, I contacted Nancy Collins, criminal investigator for the El Paso District Attorney, and asked if she had an alternative phone number. She said that she did not. She also performed a check of the utilities database and was unable to find an alternative phone number. I did receive a phone number or a call from Mr. Carter last night about 3 o'clock, or yesterday evening about 3 o'clock, and he gave me an alternative phone number, which was 719-209-2786. I informed him again the time of the proceeding. Prior to beginning the recording of this proceeding, we called him 3 times to no avail.
Okay. And is it your desire, Mr. Whitfield, to proceed?
It is.
Okay, and I think we'll do that. I think there's adequate notice been given. So with that, Mr. Whitfield, I'll turn it over to you for the presentation of the state's case.
Okay, we have an opening statement in this case, Your Honor.
Proceed.
The State will present evidence that the defendant in this matter, Brian Carter, is in violation of the Notary's Public Act by 1, notarizing a document outside the physical presence of the signer, and 2, without satisfactory evidence of the signer's identification. The State will present evidence that shows that Mr. Carter was a commissioned notary at the time of this transgression. The State will show that the defendant in this matter was mailed proper notice of this hearing. With that, Your Honor, I'd like to call the State's first witness. The State calls Ann Nord.
Ms. Nord, will you raise your right hand? Do you affirm under penalty of perjury that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. Mr. Whitfield.
Ms. Nord, please state your name and address for the record, spelling your last name.
Ann Nord, N-O-R-D. 6001 East 14th Avenue, Denver, 80220.
Are you employed by the Colorado Secretary of State?
Yes.
Please describe your duties, if any, with respect to the notary section of the Secretary of State's office.
At the front desk, I will receive notary applications and will process them, which means I need to go through the application to see if there are any errors in the application. If not, then I would issue a notary certificate.
Are you familiar with the requirements and procedures for the issuance of a notary commission?
Yes.
Please let the record reflect that I am handing Ms. Nord a document that has been marked as State's Exhibit 1. Ms. Nord, can you please identify this document?
Yes, it's a notary complaint form.
Against which notary was this complaint filed?
Brian Carter.
At this time, the State would request that State's Exhibit 1 be entered into evidence as proof that the State performed an investigation under a signed complaint.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, Exhibit 1 is admitted into evidence.
Please let the record reflect that I am handing Ms. Nord a document that has been marked as State's Exhibit 2, the commission record. Ms. Nord, can you please identify the document I gave you?
It is a commission record for Mr. Carter.
When was Mr. Carter's commission issued?
7/2/2007.
When does Mr. Carter's commission expire?
7/2/2011.
What is the home address listed on the application?
4465 Laredo Meadow Point, number 205, Colorado Springs, 80922.
Please let the record reflect that I am handing Ms. Nord a document that has been marked as State's Exhibit 3. It's an affidavit of mailing. Ms. Nord, can you please identify the document that I am handing you, that I handed you?
Yes, it's a certificate of mailing that I filed, that I sent along with.
Actually, can you give me the title of the exhibit itself?
Complaint and Notice of Hearing.
Can you turn to the last page of the exhibit and identify that document?
The certificate of mailing.
Pardon me. Does the document indicate that the complaint and notice was sent to the address of record?
Yes.
Did you sign and send this document to Mr. Carter's address of record?
Yes.
Can you please compare the address on the certificate of mailing to that of Mr. Carter's commission record? Is the address listed on the commission the same as the address that's on the certificate of mailing?
Yes.
Can you please identify the certified mail number on the certificate of mailing document?
Yes, it's 7004-1350-0001. 3228-0985.
Okay. Please let the record reflect that I'm handing Ms. Nord document that has been marked as State's Exhibit Number 4. Ms. Nord, can you identify this document, please?
Yes, that's the return receipt I put on the envelope with the notary complaint.
Can you please compare the certified mail number on the certificate of mailing against the certified letter document? Are they the same?
Yes, sir.
Was the certified document signed for?
Yes.
Okay. At this time, the State would ask that State's Exhibit 2, 3, and 4 be entered into evidence as proof that the State provided Mr. Carter with adequate notice regarding this proceeding in accordance with the Administrative Procedures Act.
As I review these exhibits, let me make sure I understand what I'm looking at. Exhibit 2 appears to be a printout from the licensing division's information about notaries. From the website, is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Exhibit 3 is the complaint and notice of hearing issued on January 17, 2008, The notice and duty to answer issued the same date. A copy of the pre-hearing procedures and together with a certificate of mailing. I think that is Exhibit 3. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And then Exhibit 4 is as Ms. Nord testified on the return. If there's no objection, then I'll admit State's Exhibits 2, 3, and 4 into evidence.
Thank you. State has no further questions for this witness.
Then you're excused, Ms. Nord. Thank you. Mr. Whitfield?
At this time, the state would like to call Patty Benger, who is formerly known as Patty Starling.
Ms. Benger, do you affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth under penalty of perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Please state your name and address for the record, spelling your last name.
Patty Benger, B-E-N-G-E-R, formerly known as Patty Starling, at 6807 Olympia Court, Fountain, Colorado, 80817.
Please let the record indicate that I am handing Ms. Benger the document entered into evidence as State's Exhibit Number 1. Ms. Benger, what is this document?
This is the original complaint letter that I mailed.
Can you please read into the record what you wrote in this document?
Mr. Carter notarized a signature that was not mine. I did not appear before him, nor did I sign this document electronically. The deed of trust is fraudulent, and I do not own the described property any longer. I am also a notary public, and this greatly upsets me.
At the bottom of the document, is that your true and correct signature?
Yes, it is.
Please let the record reflect that I am handing Ms. Benger a document that has been labeled as State's Exhibit Number 5. What is the title of this document?
Deed of Trust.
Is this the document you referenced in your complaint?
That's correct.
Can you please look at the signature on this document? Is this your signature?
Absolutely not.
According to the notary certificate, when was the document allegedly notarized?
April 16, 2007.
Were you in the physical presence of Brian Carter when he notarized this document on April 16th?
I was not.
Do you know Brian Carter?
Never met him.
Did you provide Mr. Carter with satisfactory evidence of your identity by giving him a state-issued ID or any other form of identification that contains your signature on April 16th?
No.
At this time, the state would ask that State's Exhibit Number 5 be entered into evidence.
Without objection, State's Exhibit Number 5 is admitted into evidence.
Please let the record reflect that I am handing Ms. Benger a document that has been labeled as State's Exhibit Number 6. Ms. Benger, can you please identify this document?
This is my Colorado driver's license that was issued in my former name, Patty Starling.
Is the signature indicated on this document and in your license your true and correct signature?
It is.
At this time, we would like to enter State's Exhibit Number 6 into evidence.
State's Exhibit Number 6 is admitted into evidence.
Please let the record reflect that I am handing Ms. Benger a document that has been labeled as State's Exhibit Number 7. Ms. Benger, can you please identify this document?
It's an affidavit of forgery.
For whom did you sign this affidavit?
Nancy Collins with the District Attorney's Office, El Paso County.
Can you please read this affidavit into the record?
I, Patty L. Starling, am the person whose name is signed on the deed of trust dated April 16, 2007. My signature on the deed of trust, dated April 16, 2007, and notarized by Brian Carter on the same date, was not written or authorized by me, is a forgery. Further, I did not receive any benefit as a result of the forgery or false contents of the correspondent. This affidavit is made voluntarily for the purpose of establishing that my signature is a forgery. I further state that this affidavit is given for the purpose of assisting in the prosecution of such person or persons who may have committed such act of forgery, dated this 17th day of May, 2007.
We have no more questions for this witness, Your Honor.
Thank you. Ms. Benger, you're excused. And you can stay.
The state calls Nancy Collins.
Ms. Collins, do you affirm under penalty of perjury that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Do.
Thank you.
Ms. Collins, can you state your name and address for the record?
Nancy Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. I work for the 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office at 105 East Vermajo, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80903.
Can you state your occupation?
A criminal investigator.
Please let the record reflect that Ms. Collins has been given Exhibit 7 in advance due to her telephonic participation in this hearing. Ms. Collins, please explain to the court what is State's Exhibit 7.
The affidavit of forgery that I prepared for Ms. Starling.
Did Ms. Starling appear before you and sign this document?
She did.
Did you verify her signature by comparing it to her state-issued identification?
I did.
Did her signature on the affidavit of forgery match the identification she presented?
It did.
Please review State's Exhibit 5, the Deed of Trust. In your opinion, does the signature of Patty Starling on that document reflect the actual signature of Patty Starling that you witnessed?
No.
We have no more questions for this witness, Your Honor.
Thank you, Ms. Collins.
You want me to stay on the line, or?
Yes, please.
Please. Okay. With that, the state rests their case, Your Honor.
Mr. Whitfield, one question that occurred to me, I just wanted to ask. I think the complaint alleges that the notary violated the requirements of the notary law to produce a journal entry, and other than the allegation in the complaint, I don't think there was any evidence, but maybe on that particular matter, if you could respond to that, please.
When we originally filed this complaint, that was one of the allegations that we were making. Mr. Carter did correspond with this office after we sent him the complaint, and he provided an adequate explanation for what happened to the document. As you know, a notary is not required to actually make a notarial note in their journal when they do a real estate transaction if the person for whom he's performing the transaction keeps it in their normal course of business. According to Mr. Carter, that the company or the mortgage company for who he did the transaction kept the document, and he was not able to acquire the document, however, when we asked him to present it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Whitfield. At this time, then, I would turn to an opportunity for the notary to present his evidence and his side of the matter. The notary has not appeared at the hearing, and therefore, Mr. Whitfield, if you would like to summarize and provide a recommendation.
Thank you, Your Honor. The state has shown that at the time of this complaint and continuing through today, Brian Carter has been a notary for the state of Colorado, commissioned by the Secretary of State, and thus subject to the jurisdiction of this office. The state has shown that Brian Carter was mailed notice of this proceeding and yet has failed to appear before this tribunal today or be available via telephone. By failing to appear, Mr. Carter is also subject to a default decision against him. The state has shown that a complaint was properly filed against Mr. Carter. The state has provided evidence that the signature notarized by Brian Carter on the deed of trust is not similar to Ms. Benger, formerly known as Ms. Starling's, true and correct signature. The state provided state-issued identification that showed her actual signature. The state also presented evidence from a criminal investigator and notary that the signature in the deed of trust is not similar to that of the notarization verified through the the state also presented evidence that the criminal investigator and who is a notary, that the signature in the deed of trust is not similar to her actual signature on her verified state identification. Therefore, it is the recommendation of the state of Colorado that the notary commission of Brian Carter be revoked under the authority of 1255-107-1C and 1F for violation of the Colorado Notaries Public Act, and specifically violation 1255-110-4A, the physical presence requirement, and 1255-110-4B, the satisfactory evidence requirement. And with that, Your Honor, the state rests their case.
Thank you, Mr. Whitfield. Now I'm prepared to go ahead and make findings and issue an order. I find that the notary, Brian Carter, has been properly notified of this hearing, that as hearing officer I have jurisdiction to issue findings and to rule on the complaint. The evidence does in fact demonstrate that the notary has violated sections 155-110, 4A and 4B. Furthermore, that under the provisions of 12-55-107, 1C and 1F, the Secretary of State is required to revoke the commission of the notary. And at this time, I do order that the notary commission of Brian Carter be revoked. I think, Mr. Whitfield, I don't see the language that I'm looking for in the statute, but I think the notary should also be ordered to return the seal and journal. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So I'll include in my order a requirement that the notary return the his seal and his journal. And I'll ask the licensing division to incorporate my findings and my order into a written decision for my approval.
Yes, sir.
Are there any questions?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Then I think that concludes the hearing. For the record, the time is 2:27 p.m., and I appreciate everybody's attendance. Thank you very much.